Radio Prague News. The National Vehicle Registration System is in working order after weeks of malfunctions. Justice Minister Pavel Blažek has said he wants to prevent a cleansing orgy at the Prague State Attorney's Office. And experts have recommended postponing a planned overhaul of the Prague public transport network. The National Vehicle Registration System is reportedly in working order after weeks of malfunctions. According to Czech television, the vehicle registration offices in Prague and Ostrava have been working normally and all applications are being processed. A deputy to the transport minister said the parties involved in the problem had held an all-night crisis meeting and that all stations were now in working order. Nonetheless, officials at the station say the system remains slower than the original one. The transport ministry claims the most recent problems were caused not by the faultiness of the new system itself, but by overloaded servers at the police presidium, which handle the Schengen information system. The failing has caused major problems for drivers since it was launched on July 9th. Prime Minister Nečas has given the transport minister, Petr Pavel Dobeš, until Friday to resolve the problem or else resign. The Transport Ministry said on Thursday it was prepared to compensate town halls and individuals for the problems caused by the malfunctioning register and provide extra funds for overtime hours in order to satisfy all clients in the coming days. Many people reported the problems had ruined their holiday plans since they had not been able to use their car to travel. Some have already taken their case to court. Justice Minister Pavel Blažek has explained his reluctance to appoint popular prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová to the post of Prague High State Attorney. In an interview for Thursday's Hospodářské noviny, the minister said he was determined to avoid a war of prosecutors at the Prague State Attorney's office and feared that the forthright Bradáčová would unleash a cleansing orgy at the institution. Mr. Blažek stressed that he wanted a high state attorney who would unite rather than divide the Prague State Attorney. In his office. Although the minister has hesitated for over 3 weeks with the appointment, he admitted that Mrs. Bradáčová remains the best qualified candidate for the post. Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman, who recommended her for the post, has refused to comment. Experts have recommended postponing a planned overhaul of the Prague public transport network, the internet daily IDNES reported on Thursday. The extensive changes in public transport aimed at saving 400 million crowns annually were to have been introduced in September, but a commission of experts said the planned changes had been poorly communicated and that not everything had been adequately prepared for a smooth transition. The overhaul of the system includes changes to bus and tram lines and the introduction of minibuses mainly in the suburbs. The City Hall is to make a final decision on the proposed postponement in mid-August. Czech carmaker Škoda Auto is reported to have sold around 408,000 cars in the first half of 2012, a year-on-year growth of 12.6%. The company's sales revenue rose by 6.6% to 145.7 billion crowns, or 5.7 billion euros in the same period. Operating profit, meanwhile, rose by 9% to 449 million euros. The Roomster, Yeti and Octavia are the company's best-selling models. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Friday should be bright and sunny across the Czech Republic with afternoon highs reaching 32 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.